listening to the Mindful Biz podcast. I'm Alison Morgan, business coach at Relauncher. The Tea Accent is a company built out of passion not only for tea, but a desire to present tea lovers with a premium product containing unadulterated ingredients, specially chosen and mixed together by tea masters with over 40 years of experience. The company offers the largest collection of teas and caffeine-free herbal blends made with Ayurvedic herbs such as ashwagandha, turmeric, moringa, tulsi and more. Aseem Verma, co-founder of the company, joins us in this episode. Throughout the episode, we explore marketing, the business proposition, personal growth and aspirations for the future. For every tea or teaware purchased from the Tea Accent, they give back with a tree being planted on your behalf. The company also has Australia's largest collection of Ayurvedic tea blends. Welcome, Aseem. How are you?
I'm good, Alison. How are you?
I'm really well. It's so lovely to have you here. I'm really excited to learn all about your business.
Thank you so much, and thanks for the opportunity. I'm really excited to be here and share more about my business. Thank you.
Absolutely. So tell us a little bit about yourself.
Sure. I'll just give a quick introduction. So I'm Aseem. I'm the co-founder of the Tea Accent, and I've been living in Australia for a good 8 years now. Originally, I'm from India.
Wow. And have you been in business before starting this business?
No, not at all. And I was always in the corporate world. Before COVID, I was working with Expedia, a global travel company. Yeah. And then COVID happened. And like so many other people, I also got impacted. And then I thought, this is a good opportunity for me to do something of my own.
And absolutely. Wow. So did you launch this during COVID or after?
Absolutely. We call it our COVID baby because we started during the COVID. As I said, like the COVID happened, got impacted. And I was thinking while having a cup of tea, what can I do? Yeah. And I always used to be a big fan of premium teas and herbal tisanes. And I used to bring them with me or tell my friend to send over to me from India. Yes. And while having this, and I said, wow, I don't find such quality, high quality teas over here. Or the herbal tisanes, as I was mentioning, with good herbs, Ayurvedic herbs. So I thought it's a good opportunity. And I just rang my friend. I was in Sydney then. I called my friend in Melbourne. I said, hey, I have this idea. What do you think? He said, it's a great idea. And that's how this journey began.
Wow. So are you in partnership with him or you just used him as a bit of a sounding board?
No, he's my partner. So we are equal partners in this business.
Wow. Okay. All right, so tell us about the business. We know that it's a range of teas. Tell us basically the proposition of the business.
Sure. So it's predominantly an online business by the name Tea Accent. And the focus, core focus of the business is around bringing premium quality teas and Ayurvedic herbal blends from India. As you know, India is the land of Ayurveda. And we... the Ayurvedic herbs, be it turmeric, ashwagandha, moringa, holy basil, Indian gooseberry, and so many other herbs are part of our daily lifestyle. We use it there on a daily basis, and for minor ailments such as cough, cold, whatever. Mm. And I was used to having these herbs for a long time and these herbal teas. So the idea was to bring those herbs and herbal blends to Australia. A lot of people know about ashwagandha, turmeric over here as well, but they have not experienced it in the form of teas, and they taste well as well. So that was the idea. Plus, as you know, India has beautiful black and green teas coming from the regions like Darjeeling, Assam, and Sikkim in India. Yeah. So we thought it's a good opportunity for us to bring the premium, beautiful black teas and these herbal teas and launch in Australia.
Yeah. Amazing. Do you think that the actual herbs from India are far better quality from other areas of the world?
Yes, especially the herbs like turmeric, moringa, because of the climate, the soil, we get really good high quality herbs over there, and the teas as well. So even these herbal teas are blended with premium green tea. as well as some of them are with black teas as well. So the teas that we get from Darjeeling are considered to be the best teas in the world.
Wow.
And that's the reason we source from them.
Are they loose leaf teas or are they in tea bags?
Both. We offer both to our customers, loose leaf as well as tea bags.
Yeah. So the what kind of tea bags do you use?
So we are using a very high quality tea bags right now. And unfortunately, they're still non-compostable, but we are focusing on very soon we'll be launching the compostable high quality tea bags in a couple of months.
Yeah.
So yes, we right now we're using very high quality nylon tea bags, but then we are moving towards the tea bags made with sugar cane in the next couple of months.
Wow. Are they like a pyramid shape?
Yes, they are. Okay. They are high quality premium nylon and they are in pyramid shape.
Yeah, right. Having it in the pyramid shape, does that affect the tea at all or not? It's more of a like a cosmetic.
No, it does affect. So it gives more space for the tea to come out, for the flavor to come out. And then the high quality nylon allows all the flavor of the various herbs that we use to come out properly. And that's why we use these high quality ones, the nylon ones, because then it does not impact the flavor and every flavor comes out well.
Yeah, wow. Okay. And from your point of view, like when you soak a tea bag, what's the optimal time for letting it rest?
It depends on the herbs and the spices and the teas and the strength that you want. Optimal time is 2 to 3 minutes. But if you would like your tea to be very strong, for example, like me, I never take the tea bag out from my tea because I like it to be strong. But most of the time is 2 to 3 minutes. We do not use any artificial flavors or colors. So some herbs take a little bit more time. So we mention very clearly on each packet how much time you should leave this tea bag to be for minimum so that all herbs can release their flavor and the benefits.
Yeah, right. So is it all packed in Australia or India?
Yeah, it's still packed in India. Right. So we want to preserve the quality and the taste so they get packed in India. So once the fresh leaves are sourced, they get packed in India, then in there only. We do not want to open and pack couple of times, so we do stay away in one go, pack it, seal them, and then bring them over.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Okay, so as we know, starting a new business is really tough, particularly when you're starting in COVID. How have you found it so far?
Yeah, it was very challenging to begin with. First, we started everything remotely, so we were working with the suppliers based out of India for everything from our tin boxes to the tea bags to the teas, and there was no chance that either of us could have taken a flight to India to meet them in person. So we did everything remotely, and unfortunately our first supplier lost his life because of COVID during that period. It was very traumatic and challenging at that time, so we just plugged around, kept doing it. Took us a time more than what we anticipated. Started in 2020 with the idea in July, I believe, and we managed to go live online in Feb 21.
Wow. And so what have you done to grow the business? Because as we know, the website goes live and, you know, it's hard for you, people that don't know about you finding you. So what have you done to grow the brand?
That's a great question. So we are working both towards offline growth as well as online growth. What we are doing is, I'm attending this beautiful podcast to begin with to spread the name and the brand. We are also investing a lot in when it comes to online. If I talk about, we invest a lot on the marketing part of it. We are also doing a lot of blogs, educating people about the benefits of the herbs, what herbs are there. Offline, we participate in a lot of industry events. For example, we will be there in Good Food and Wine Show Melbourne. We are going to be there in Good Food and Wine Show Sydney as well, and other events like Mind, Body and Spirit and quite a few others as well. So because one of the biggest challenge in the teas that we offer is you might know what's ashwagandha, you might know what's turmeric, but how a blend of ashwagandha and turmeric will taste, that's the biggest challenge for us. So though I can educate you on my website, on Instagram, on Facebook, like, oh, these are the benefits. It tastes amazing. It's got floral notes and all. But still, our customers customers also wants to experience it, smell it first, taste this, say, yes, it tastes great as well. So we are having a lot of pop-up stores around Melbourne and Sydney, and we are planning to grow across other cities in Australia as well. And at the same time, at some point, we would like to have our experience centers where people can come, smell all the teas, taste few teas, and then decide which one is the best for them.
Is that been a challenge, getting it to taste good? Like in some cases, you're like, oh my gosh, this actually doesn't taste that great. Or has it been okay?
It depends. So as I said, like there's so many herbs and spices. Some of the teas has got more than 20 herbs and spices. And the taste is something like it cannot be the same for everyone.
Yeah.
Some of the teas, even we are two partners. There are so many teas that my partner loves it. And I said, no, they're not so great. And some of the teas, I love them. And he said, no, it's all right. There's nothing great about it. So we have more than 80 types of teas and herbal tisanes and herbal blends. We must have tried before launching more than 300, I believe, to shortlist, to share it with our friends, to understand the benefits also and the taste factor as well. So, as I said, like it depends on who's having it. Even if for the black tea, some people like strong, some people like medium strength, some people like low strength black tea. So even we have the black teas, which varies from the low strength premium first flush to the strong Assam region black teas as well. So we try to offer as much range as possible for our customers, and then we want them to experience and pick and select.
Yeah. It's a slow burn though, isn't it?
It is. But we get... When we started this business, after that, I said, okay, let's do it as a part-time kind of a small business on the weekend. But the kind of response we got from the various events we were in, like people who used to get really surprised that a tea with turmeric can taste so nice. Like we have some blends, for example, with lemongrass, turmeric, cardamom, and ginger and other herbs. Mm-hmm. So many people think turmeric means a bitter taste, but when they drink, they're like, wow, they've never tried something like this. So that gave me confidence to get into it full time. Yeah. We are trying to get more and more out in the market, and we're getting a great feedback.
Yeah. So how many variants do you have in your range?
So total, we have more than 80 types of teas, 82 to be precise. That includes black teas, green tea blends, herbal tisanes. So herbal tisanes means there are no tea in it and 100% caffeine-free naturally. And white teas, which are considered to be very premium. So we offer all sort of teas and blends, and we have more than 82. And by next year, we are going to add 6 or 7 more.
Right. Wow. Incredible. So what would be the most popular products in the range?
It's very interesting. If I have to point out one tea, which is our most popular, is Constipation Assist in Australia, which is the best-selling tea in Australia. But other blends are like turmeric-based blends, like turmeric citrus herbal tisane, ashwagandha-based blends, for example, Ashwagandha Relax. In black teas, it's Darjeeling First Flush Single Estate. These are the most popular teas.
Mm. Okay, interesting. So I'm sure you've got really big plans for the company.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us, what's the vision?
The vision is, the way we started with this vision, we want Ayurvedic herbs to be part of every household. That's where our vision lies. We want everyone to be aware. People are getting more and more educated these days about these herbs and the benefits, but still not many have consumed it in the form of teas. So we want all these herbs to be part of every household because they have got amazing benefits. Ayurveda is more than 3,000 years old, and they have proven benefits, be it turmeric, which is anti-inflammatory, ashwagandha, which is considered to be the herb which really helps you to relax and calm. Saffron, it's considered to be mood enhancer herb. So these herbs have got so much great benefits, and they come up with the amazing taste and aroma that we want to be a part of every household. We want everyone to have good teas with health benefits, all 100% natural. And we want to grow online as well as offline. So as I said, like we would like to have our experience center in Australia in various cities where people can come, visit, try. not only have a, because as I mentioned earlier, that's one of our biggest challenges, that we want people to try it, to understand how it feels, how it smells, how it tastes, and then go for it.
Yeah, right. Wow. I can see how that would work. I mean, it works with coffee. We know that.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. And the main difference between coffee and tea right now in Australia is that many people think that people don't drink much tea in Australia, but that's not the true. It's like a lot of people like to consume teas, but they like to consume teas at home, whereas coffee is more of a cafe experience. They want to go out or they want first thing in the morning, like myself. So yes, and that's why we want to focus a lot more on tea, and maybe we'll have a tea cafe very soon.
Yeah, fabulous. Oh my gosh. Wow. So what's your role in the company at the moment? Are you kind of like the jack of all trades and doing everything?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. And I focus on managing suppliers to the brand and what we want to launch, product, and the experience part of it. My business partner, he's a digital expert, so he takes care of the SEM and the SEO part of the world.
Yeah.
I'm not really good at it, so I leave everything to him to take care of that. He's the Google expert, which is a different ballgame altogether. It's a beast for an online business, and we have to be very on the toes to make sure that we are doing the right kind of advertising, doing the right kind of spins, reaching out to the right people. And I take care of all the experience part of it, the product, what we want to do. We're more focusing on the physical stores and retail pop-ups.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. So have you had to do quite a bit of travel, like to Melbourne, to help with getting stockists on board?
So I moved to Melbourne from Sydney at the start of this business because my friend...
You're in Melbourne, are you?
Yes, now I'm in Melbourne.
Oh, right.
I'm in Melbourne. Yes, so we thought it's better to be in same city to make business more effective and good communication. So I decided to move to Melbourne. And yes, we both are in Melbourne now.
Yeah, right. Okay. So are you focusing for the stockists? Are you focusing on Melbourne first before Sydney then?
Yes, we have certain stockists in Melbourne. We are still finding stockists, looking for stockists in Brisbane. We have a couple of stockists in Sydney.
Yeah.
And a lot of cafes are serving our teas in Melbourne right now.
Yeah, right.
Some of the universe studios in Brisbane are serving our teas, including some fitness centers also like to serve our teas. So, yeah, then we are trying to grow our reach from here.
Yeah. So basically you're also doing food service is what you're saying?
Sorry?
You're also doing food service.
Yeah. Yes.
Like bigger packaging for the cafes. Okay. Fabulous. Oh my gosh. Was this ever part of the plan to have your own business?
To be honest, no. And I said, like, I was in the travel industry. Mm. I was really enjoying what I was doing. And used to think at times, like, I should do something of my own, but I was enjoying my corporate world. And yes, so I would say COVID pushed me a little, and it was kind of a blessing in disguise for me.
Yeah.
You get this time to think, what can I do, what I want to do. And yes, and that really kind of pushed me to do this, and I'm really loving it.
Yeah. Well, look, it's an uncomfortable transition that people make, you know, from a cushy corporate, you know, role with a guaranteed income into something where you go, my gosh, for this, to make this happen, I'm going to have to put myself out there and get out of my comfort zone and take risks that really financially could, you know, bounce back on me.
Yes. And it's tough. But once you feel passionate about your products, when you feel fully confident, once you get the amazing feedback from the customers, and that really helped me to take this plunge because, as I said, like, once people come and tell you that, oh, your products are amazing, they taste wonderful, they buy again and again, that gives a lot of confidence.
Exactly.
Yes, and that really helped me to take the plunge and move on.
Yeah, and then you realize the world is your oyster. You can do whatever you want. in whatever direction you want. You can just make it
absolutely happen. Absolutely. And still it's always fun, and it's full of good days and some not so good days.
Yeah.
But you learn a lot when you do something on start something on your own. Like
experience. I think you also learn a lot about yourself that you would never have learned sitting in that corporate role. Would you agree?
Absolutely. Yeah. Yes, I totally agree with that. You explore, you challenge yourself that you will never challenge yourself in any corporate role. I mean, you face a lot of challenges in a corporate role, but you have a certain role in it. You have certain limited decision-making and the powers. But when you do your own thing, everything is at stake. It's your own. So the challenge is of different kind altogether.
They are. And I think that there's a lot of personal development that is really important. And I think the more you dive into that inner work as you're going about the business journey, you know, like you really can understand and reach new heights. And, it's like unearthing yourself as you go about the business journey.
Absolutely. I agree with you. Like in corporate world, they always ask you what are your strengths and weakness, and you make certain answers to give the best possible answer as per the role. But when you do your own business, you actually find out what are your real strengths and what are your real weakness. Yes, it's not an interview question anymore.
But I think also, you know, you're constantly surprising yourself as you dig deeper and as you hit these really uncomfortable spots that you'd prefer to avoid. So it is really an incredible journey.
It is very challenging, but it's very satisfying journey, I would say, at the same time. Yes.
I agree. Okay, so where can everyone find your amazing teas?
So as I said, we are predominantly online company. So the best way to experience our brand and products is to come onto our website, which is theteaaccent.com.au. But as I said, we are in a lot of festivals and industry events. So if someone is looking for our teas in Melbourne, I would request them to come in Good Food and Wine Show later this month in Melbourne. And next month, we will be in Good Food and Wine Show in Sydney as well. Come have a chat, ask as many questions as you can, or just log on to our website and you can chat with me on our website. I'm always there to answer as many questions as possible related to teas or anything.
Fabulous. Well, Asim, thank you so much for joining us here today. I've really loved chatting with you.
Thank you so much, and thanks a lot for the opportunity to talk with you.